This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today led a special tree plantation drive at Bhagwan Mahavir Vanasthali Park in New Delhi on the occasion of World Environment Day. Mr. Modi planted a banyan sapling under the Ek Ped Maki Naam initiative. The sapling was planted as a part of the Aravali Green Wall project, which aims to reforest the 700 kilometers of Aravali range. The project is intended to spread green cover in the 5-kilometer buffer area around the Aravali Hill range in 29 districts of 4 states, including Delhi, Rajasthan, Haryana, and Gujarat. It aims to boost biodiversity of the Aravallis with afforestation, reforestation, and restoration of water bodies. It also aims to improve the soil fertility, water availability, and climate resilience of the region. The project will benefit the local communities by providing them with employment and income generation opportunities. On the occasion, Prime Minister Modi also flagged off 200 electric buses under Delhi Government's Sustainable Transport Initiative, promoting clean urban mobility and symbolizing the nation's collective responsibility towards ecological balance. On the occasion of World Environment Day, President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have called upon citizens to strengthen their resolve and reaffirm their commitment to protecting the planet. In a social media post, President Murmu wrote, "Every action for the environment makes a difference and collective efforts can lead to a greener earth for future generations." Vice President Dhankar wrote, "The welfare of all living beings is intrinsically linked to the health of the planet." Prime Minister Modi shared a video on protecting the environment. He complimented all those working at the grassroots to make the environment greener and better. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today highlighted the path-breaking steps taken by the government for the upliftment of people from poverty and its focus on empowerment, infrastructure and inclusion. Mr. Modi's government at centre has completed 11 years of Garib Kalyan, fostering good governance and welfare of the poor. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wrote initiatives like PM Awas Yojana, PM Ujjwala Yojana, Jan Dhan Yojana and Ayushman Bharat have enhanced access to housing, clean cooking fuel, banking and health care. He added that the push for direct benefit transfer, digital inclusion and rural infrastructure has ensured transparency and faster delivery of benefits till the last mile. The Enforcement Directorate is conducting searches at 10 locations in a case against Sri Siddhartha Ispat Private Limited and others in which Bank of Baroda was defrauded to the tune of around 190 crore rupees. The searches are being carried out at places related to the directors, promoters and partners of the company in Delhi, Ghaziabad, Noida and Panipat. The National Investigation Agency is conducting searches at 32 locations across Jammu and Kashmir in an ongoing terror-related case. The searches are being conducted since early morning based on specific inputs against overground workers of various terrorist organizations in terror conspiracy case. The domestic benchmark equity indices continued their upward momentum today, building on previous gains as investors await a rate cut from the policy meeting of the Reserve Bank of India. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex jumped 309 points to 81,307, while National Stock Exchange's Nifty 50 rose 91 points to trade at 24,711 in the late morning deals a short while ago. Jammu and Kashmir government has announced 2% increase in the dearness allowance for its employees. It has been hiked from 53% to 55% effective from January this year. The move is set to benefit a large number of government staff across the Union Territory. The arrears from January to May will be paid to employees along with their salary for the month of June 2025. In Sikkim, the evacuation of stranded tourists from Chatin has begun today at Pakyong Greenfield Airport. The two Mi-17 helicopters have successfully completed its first evacuation operation, transporting 39 evacuees from Chatin to Pakyong Airport. Additionally, 4 passengers were safely evacuated using the Cheetah helicopter. And that is the end of this news bulletin.